Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. So the Democrats are getting ready to pass their article. It's a singular article of impeachment on President Trump. It's not clear when exactly the House is going to pass it. The co-sponsors are already there to pass the article of impeachment. Now, is it necessarily going to go through and then be handed to the Senate and then paralyze our politics, I think, in a destructive way for weeks to come, if not years to come? Well, no, it's not all a done deal. I still understand that there is some negotiating going on. The Democrats, and they're right about this, they desperately need some Republican support. Otherwise, the entire thing can just easily be written off as another super partisan vendetta. That was part of what President Trump did earlier today. So the question becomes, what are the alternatives? Now, the best alternative by far, by far, would be for President Trump to resign for the good of the country. And to indicate that he wants the country to unify behind Mike Pence for the days coming up to, 8 days now? For the 8 days left in his presidency, let the country unify behind Mike Pence. And he can also use that occasion not to explicitly take away his condemnations of Mike Pence, but to make it clear that they were insane. And they were nuts. Mike Pence has been unbelievably loyal to the president. For the president to denounce him, even while the rioters were threatening his life and chanting things like, hang Pence, hang Pence, hang Pence. By the way, if somebody thinks Mike Pence did something wrong, he's one of the very few people in this entire process who I don't think has done anything spectacularly wrong. You could say he should have spoken out earlier that the election was legitimate and it needed to be respected. And this is what is so problematic and so worrisome about this entire process. We just had a caller, Jeannie from Eatonville, Washington. And she called, and like millions of other people, she still believes there's some evidence somewhere because Trump keeps talking about it. There's some evidence that there was really serious election fraud. There is none. Can I remind people that concerning the voting machines, the head of cybersecurity, Christopher Krebs, an appointee of the Trump administration, someone appointed by President Trump himself, had come out with 100 other experts all working for the government, all monitoring interference with our elections and things like anomalies with voting machines. He'd come out and he said that this was, in a joint statement they all signed, the safest, cleanest election they'd ever witnessed. And the big lie at the height of all this national agony is a lie that Heather McDonald writes about in a powerful new piece in City Journal. We're going to be speaking to Heather McDonald. She's the author of The War Against Cops. And it's the lie that says, well, Trump couldn't possibly lose. It's not possible that such a great president, such a great person, and such a great human being, and such a superior individual could possibly lose to sleepy Joe Biden. And frankly, infecting people with that delusion is incredibly problematic and incredibly dangerous. But there are also dangers to the impeachment process as it's unfolding. Now, frankly, what's interesting here is I hope everybody takes a little bit of time and reads the article of impeachment. It's not that long. It's only about a page. The article of impeachment that the Democrats have proposed. Because unlike the prior articles of impeachment, it's not complicated. It's fairly direct. And I think there are a lot of us who can agree with virtually every word in the articles of impeachment, but still think impeachment is a bad idea. Because, look, first of all, I think that the idea that somehow going through an impeachment process will make the last few days of the Trump administration less dangerous, I think it'll make it more dangerous. Because, again, Trump was, who knows? Who knows what he's going to say? I don't know if he's spoken yet. He's going down to the border today to reflect on his triumph at the wall. A senior administration official just told CNN that they met in the Oval Office and what was described as a good conversation to discuss the week ahead while reflecting on the last 4 years of the administration's work and accomplishments. Is this Pence and the president? Who met in the Oval Office, Jeremy? Yeah, it's the two of them, Vice President Pence and the President of the United States. They reiterated that those who broke the law and stormed the Capitol last week do not represent the America First movement, backed by 75 million Americans, and pledged to continue the work on behalf of the country for the remainder of their term. Okay, what the reason that's important, and everybody has known this, the Democrats are going through this charade, and it's foolish, of getting the House to vote on urging Vice President Pence to try to pursue the 25th Amendment, which would say that the president is not capable of fulfilling his duties right now. Pence will never do that, nor should he. The 25th Amendment wasn't meant for a moment like this. Impeachment really wasn't meant for a moment like this, barely a week until the end of his term. And yet, there is a real need, it seems to me, for the country, and with some kind of unanimity, to send a message that the kind of behavior that we have seen, not just on the day of the riots, but since the election, that kind of behavior, that calling the Secretary of State of the state of Georgia and trying to force him to find some 11,200 and I think it's 80 votes, that's illegitimate. That shouldn't happen in America. Ryan in Salt Lake City, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Always a pleasure to talk to you. I think Vice President Pence he's had the impossible task, and he did it admirably, of balancing professionalism and maintaining decorum and so forth, yet at the same time never betraying loyalty to the president, even when the president had some crazier things. And then for the president to turn on him so quickly, I was so disappointed. But it's President Trump's pattern that loyalty to him is considered the you know, above all. And I was just so disappointed to see that.
And Pence was never disloyal. He had told the president in advance. You see, this thing that the president is talking about Mike Pence having the ability unilaterally, without any congressional support, that Mike Pence has the ability under the Constitution to throw out valid certified votes that have already met that safe harbor provision that have been basically certified on December 14th, that never existed. This was always a fantasy. And you're right. And thanks for the good words for the vice president. I do hope there was a moving piece today by Brett Stevens in the New York Times that talks about Mike Pence. And you got to feel sorry for the situation that he's been in throughout the last 4 years. Guess what? There's a new position of conscience being taken by one of the arrested rioters, the one in the horned helmet. We'll get to that position of conscience coming up on the Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Do you pay any attention to all the emphasis these days on natural food? Well, I've begun to, and I actually feel a little bit better, and it's one of the reasons that I feel so good about taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It is my high honor and distinct privilege to introduce to you my friend,
Michael Medved.
Well, we should all feel friendly toward Vice President Pence. And I think one of the things that he has done here is very directly sent the message that no, the 25th Amendment is not appropriate. And by the way, one of the points And I think that this can be verified by Professor John Yu, who's a professor of constitutional law, among other things, at the University of California at Berkeley, former advisor to President Bush, that the 25th Amendment makes it harder, not easier, than impeachment to get rid of a president. If you actually just want the president out of office, is that's what you really want, then you, with the impeachment, you need a majority vote in the House and two-thirds vote in the Senate. Okay, you need much more for the 25th Amendment, because you need a majority of the president's cabinet and the vice president. And then after that, you need a two-thirds majority in the Senate and a two-thirds majority in the House. So they want to make it truly difficult, if not impossible, for people to basically throw a president out on trumped-up charges about being unable to fulfill his duties. So, again, the idea that the 25th Amendment is some kind of a meaningful solution here, which the Democrats have been promoting, and in fact they're saying that they are first, before they pursue the formal impeachment, they are going to wait for Nancy Pelosi's demand that Mike Pence proceed with the 25th Amendment. He won't proceed with the 25th Amendment because he shouldn't. It's not the appropriate thing. And meanwhile, there was more interchange with the president today when he was getting ready to go on the helicopter with his trip to the border. And President Trump was asked about the allegation that big tech is censoring him. And, of course, he doesn't like the idea. It must be very frustrating that he can't reach the world with Twitter, as he loves to do. But here, clip 12, is what the president had to say on the subject.
They're dividing and divisive, and they're showing something that I've been predicting for a long time. I've been predicting it for a long time, and people didn't act on it. But I think big tech has made a terrible mistake and very, very bad for our country, and that's leading others to do the same thing. And it causes a lot of problems and a lot of danger. Big mistake. They shouldn't be doing it. But there's always a counter move when they do that. I've never seen such anger as I see right now, and that's a terrible thing. Terrible thing. And you have to always avoid violence. And we have tremendous support. We have support probably like nobody's ever seen before. Always have to avoid violence.
Okay, it's good that the president is talking about avoiding violence, but really violence against big tech? The difficulty with all of this, as I was saying with a caller who called in, is that the idea that any private company can exercise control over what it runs on its air or on its platform. I had Javier, who had sent in from Granite Falls, Washington, who had sent in an email earlier today, had also asked about this big tech issue. And he said, well, if they can do it to big tech, they can do it to radio. And by the way, they do. I've experienced it. Radio companies do try from time to time, and this is both syndicators and stations, to control what their hosts say on the air. And if you don't want to go along with them, they have the right to fire you. They do. Or to drop you from their lineup. I've experienced it. Do I hate it? Yeah, I hate it. Is it their right as a private company to say, well, the condition of working for us is that you represent our point of view, or you represent the point of view that we think is going to be most beneficial to your broadcast. It's their right. And that's exactly the same as what's happening here with big tech, except with even less basis for objecting. Now, the difficulty for radio is radio is under the FCC. It's under the Federal Communications Act. And what this is based upon, and I don't want to get into a lengthy explanation of the constitutionality, but basically the government has a role in trying to ensure that the broadcasting spectrum, which the government monitors, so that, for instance, we're on AM 770 in Seattle, and the government actually prevents somebody else from taking that same frequency and jamming our broadcast. Okay, so therefore you apply for broadcast licenses, so it's not total confusion out there. And there are some conditions for broadcast licenses, but those conditions can never be ideological and should not be. They were used ideologically to suppress some talk radio voices in the 1960s, which we've talked about on air here with Paul Masco, who wrote a book about it. But the idea that Twitter or Facebook are basically going to say, no, we don't want to include content that we believe incites violence, that's their decision. And the notion that they are shutting down free speech, government is dangerous when it shuts down free speech. But the right response to any of this attempt to try to disassociate from Trump and some of his messages, the idea that that is a violation of the First Amendment. First Amendment restricts government. It does not restrict private corporations. Hogan Gidley, who's the president's national press secretary, was on Fox News. And he was asked a good question by Bill Hemmer, the anchor there, about whether being removed from social media had somehow emasculated Trump. Here's Gidley's reply, clip 13. We will get to that. We will also get to Professor John Yu, who teaches at the University of California Law School at Berkeley. He's the author of, most recently, Defender-in-Chief, Donald Trump's Fight for Presidential Power. Where is he on impeachment, on censure, on the 25th Amendment? What's the right response to the most controversial aspect of President Trump's entire controversial presidency? We'll get to that with John Hugh coming right up.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is criticizing the supporters who stormed the U.S. Capitol. President Trump telling reporters in South Texas his administration is about supporting law and order and the halls of government. He also called on people to respect law enforcement and be peaceful. Regarding the riots last week, acting U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., Michael Sherwin, says people are being held accountable for their actions.
As we sit here now, literally days after this event happened, we have already opened 170, more than 170 subject files, meaning these individuals have been identified as potential persons that committed crimes on the Capitol grounds, inside and outside. So of those 170 cases that have already been opened, and I anticipate that's going to grow to the hundreds in the next coming weeks, we've already charged over 70 cases.
USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
John Hugh is the Emanuel Heller Professor of Law and the Director of the Korea Law Center, the California Constitution Center, and the Law School's Program in Public Law and Policy at University of California Law School. His most recent book, Defender-in-Chief, Donald Trump's Fight for Presidential Power, it was published last year, 2020. Professor Yu is also a visiting scholar at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute and a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution. Professor Yu, thank you very much for joining us on a busy day. It appears that the House seems determined to push forward with a vote to send articles of impeachment over to the Senate. Why is that a bad idea?
There's two reasons why. Oh, it's great to be back with you, Michael. One is they're impeaching him for something they call incitement to insurrection. There is a crime called incitement, but Donald Trump didn't commit it. And so I think they'd have a hard time even making out that Trump had committed a crime. Now, given what we've talked about before on with you, is that impeachment doesn't require there to be crime. It's the Constitution says high crimes and misdemeanors is the standard for impeachment. And at the time of the founding, that included things like abuse of power, included unfitness for office and so on. But if the House is going to impeach Trump specifically for a crime, and it's a crime of incitement, I don't think the facts of what we saw this last week meet that standard. I don't think Donald Trump was calling on people to commit violence and actually go and attack the Capitol. That's what you would need to prove to convict them. The second reason I think impeachment is a bad idea is that even if the House is going to go ahead and impeach tomorrow, you still have to have a trial. Donald Trump's trial in the Senate can't really take place until around Inauguration Day. And trials go on, as we saw with impeachment 1.0 a year ago. Impeachments take about 2-3 weeks. Donald Trump's going to be out of office. the main punishment for convicting someone of impeachment is removal from office. Constitution's not even clear whether you can impeach somebody who's already finished their term. So what's the bottom line is, if you're going to try to impeach someone and you're going to do it on constitutionally dubious grounds, and then you convict them anyway, even though they're already out of office, the only punishment that Congress might be able to inflict would be disqualification from future office for Donald Trump. The American people can impose that sanction just by never electing Donald Trump ever again to any office. So why put the country through another whole impeachment controversy just for that?
Okay, I have two very important questions on exactly what you've said, and thank you for being so focused and direct in your responses. But first of all, if they did vote, if they go forward with this entire impeachment process and they do vote to disqualify him from future office, which, as I understand it, would require, they think, a majority Senate vote, not even two-thirds. But if they did that, wouldn't
need two-thirds to convict. So, yeah.
Yeah, right, to convict on impeachment. But if they do the additional disqualification for public office, that is a 50-plus-1 vote,
51.
Right?
Yes, that's right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if they did that, wouldn't you think it would be likely that President Trump, knowing who he is, would make it more likely for him to run again in 2024?
That's true.
Because he would call by and say, look, the Senate voted this, the Senate can take it back. And it's completely legitimate to say I'm the only guy who's, or woman, who's over 35 and born in the U.S. and a U.S. citizen who's being prevented from running for president.
No, Michael, you're exactly right, is that I would have thought the better political course is just let President Trump finish out his term. He's only got another week left, and then go off into private life. But you have this trial. There's going to be arguments whether it's unconstitutional because he's already out of office. Then the Senate's going to impose this punishment on him. No president's ever been convicted before of impeachment. So we don't really know whether this disqualification from office really can be imposed just on 51 votes. We think so, but no one knows for sure. The Constitution doesn't say one way or the other.
Right.
If you're
That's
Donald
right.
Trump, I actually think it's more than what you said. I think Trump will run for office on purpose to see, and then he's going to claim all of this was a persecution and it's all unconstitutional anyway. And if they want to stop me from running, well, then go to the Supreme Court and try to stop me from running.
What about a resolution of censure? I mean, a resolution of censure does not require two-thirds approval. Apparently, Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, has been talking seriously about it. There are a lot of Republicans who would vote on that. Do you think that's an appropriate remedy?
The problem is that the Constitution doesn't talk about censure. You may remember this was also raised during the first go-round last year, and also was raised with Bill Clinton when people realized there weren't enough votes to convict. Maybe a second best would be censure. But the Constitution doesn't.
Yeah, it was suggested by Dianne Feinstein and Joe Lieberman. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have good memory. And then the only time it's actually happened was Andrew Jackson was censured for trying to destroy the Bank of the United States, the precursor to the Federal Reserve Bank, and actually was so controversial that there was an election and then it was repealed. But I actually think the Constitution already provides something like that, which is what we may end up with, which is the House voting to impeach, which is a judgment by the House that someone is unfit to be president, and then no trial. And then so that's sort of like a censure because President Trump then goes down in history, I suppose, as the only president twice impeached. And the House is on record.
I don't want to sound too wonky here, but isn't it true that Secretary of War Belknap was tried even though he had resigned before the Senate trial took place? Now, he was acquitted in the Senate trial, but this is in 1876. It's Grant Secretary of War, right?
Yes.
I mean, you know that. You're familiar with that case.
Yes. So this is where the precedent comes from for this idea. And the basic argument they made in the Senate was, suppose you went ahead and impeached somebody, and you had a trial, and then the day before the decision, the president or the Secretary of War in that case just resign, does that mean the Senate and all that work is just out the window? There's no more power to impeach? So people thought back then, that's too absurd to let someone get away. On the other hand, the Constitution does not specifically talk about impeaching former officials. It talks about impeaching officers of the United States. And so some people, I'd say half the people looked at this question and say, that must mean people who are currently officers of the United States. The other half, and I tend to agree with you and on the belt map example, if you look at the time of the founding in the 18th century, Great Britain and the states, they would impeach people who were no longer in office.
Right, and that's kind of like making the rubble bounce, as Churchill said about nuclear war. I do think that the one thing that is affecting so many people is that there's no easy way to keep Trump from roiling our politics and profoundly dividing, maybe even destroying, the Republican Party. And that, it seems to me, is one of the worries, the concerns that apparently is flummoxing Senator Mitch McConnell, who is still the Senate Majority Leader for a few more days. And it may impact his willingness to schedule an impeachment trial. What's going on, and why is the rioter in the horned helmet on a hunger strike, apparently? We will get to that and much more. Thank you to John Hugh. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is the Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedVed.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael MedVed. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Breaking news. The New York Times is reporting that the majority leader of the United States Senate, and he's still majority leader for a couple of days, Senator Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes that President Trump committed impeachable offenses. He's further indicated that he is pleased, that's the word that the report uses, that Democrats are moving to impeach him, believing that it will make it easier to purge him from the party, according to people familiar with his thinking. The House is voting tomorrow to formally charge Mr. Trump with inciting violence against the country. And now, if any of this is true, if Mitch McConnell is basically supporting impeachment or allowing it to happen, there are two things that can happen. First of all, they can call back the Senate more quickly, so this would not have to drag on past the end of President Trump's term into the Biden presidency. If the incoming majority leader agrees with the outgoing majority leader, in other words, if Schumer and McConnell agree to schedule a vote on impeaching the president before the inauguration, they can do that. And this is extraordinary. Now, it doesn't mean that because Mitch McConnell is taking this position, doesn't mean that he would vote to convict the president, remove him from office, but it kind of suggests that he would. And if he does that, then they will certainly get the dozen more Republican senators they need. And I say dozen more beyond the Republican senators who've already agreed they would at least be open to the idea of removing the president from office. There are four of them. And now if McConnell is five, the chances that the president could be removed from office by Inauguration Day are very real. More. Washington Post is reporting. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Pentagon body comprising the military's top generals, issued a memorandum to the entire United States military. That's hundreds of thousands of people, of course. This is released just now. And it condemns the Capitol riot and confirms that Joseph R. Biden will become the 46th Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces on January 20th. And the memo, the top Pentagon brass, characterized the violent riot as a direct assault on the U.S. Congress, the Capitol building, and our constitutional process, and said the military remained fully committed to protecting and defending the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, good for them. And, of course, they're right. The difficulty for the president right now, and for his apologists, and they're still out there, still on the radio all over the place, is if the riot was so awful, what is it that the president actually wanted his followers to do? Because he wasn't specific about it. He said, we have to come up there to, and basically said, give courage to some of the Republican senators who need courage. Give courage to Mike Pence. Did President Trump, and it's a very fundamental question, when he initially conceived, and it was his conception, of getting all of these people here for a Save America march on the day that the House and the Senate were going to be coming together to verify and accept the electoral vote count. And he indicated to the people who heard him speak that he was going to be marching with them. What was it he wanted them to do? Did he want them to stop the certification of the votes that make Biden president? This is all problematic. By the way, not so problematic, I think. Can we agree on a Golden Turkey Award nomination?
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
Okay, this is a guy who calls himself Jake Angeli. That's not his real name. His real name is Chansley, but he took the name Angeli. It's Angel with an I at the end. He is the bare-chested, face-painted man who stormed the U.S. Capitol wearing a furry horned hat and wielding a 6-foot-long spear. He is refusing to eat while he's in federal custody, unless he is supplied with organic food. Okay, I mean, vegetarian food I can understand, but organic vegetarian food? Jake Angeli, who's 33, turned himself in to FBI agents in Arizona on Saturday in connection with his role in Wednesday's Capitol Hill uprising. Angeli, who faces charges of disorderly conduct, violent entry, and illegally being on restricted spaces within the Capitol grounds, has not eaten since his arrest, his lawyer told a virtual federal court hearing yesterday. The QAnon supporter's mom, Martha Chansley, later explained outside the courthouse that her son insists on eating only organic food. Isn't that extraordinary? Somebody who's willing to trash the Capitol of the United States, who's willing to engage in these crimes, has to be so careful about what he eats. Tattoos all over, by the way. He gets very sick if he doesn't eat organic food, his mother said. He needs to eat. Well, of course a mother's going to say that. She's been saying that since I'm sure he was a week old. The judge ordered him to be held in Phoenix while awaiting charges in Washington, D.C., at least until January 15th. If found guilty, he could be locked up for years and years, the U.S. Marshal for Phoenix, David Gonzalez, told the Arizona Republic. The suspect and his trademark Viking costume have long been features at right-wing protests and marches in the Phoenix area. As deadly violence unfolded around him during the riot, Angeli was photographed posing for pictures of the dais at the U.S. Senate chamber, flexing his biceps in one arm while brandishing his flag-adorned spear in the other. Angeli allegedly told the FBI that he felt compelled to travel 2,300 miles to Washington to answer the call from President Trump. And then the New York Post adds, who falsely told followers the presidential election's results were fraudulent. Now, there's some people who will always believe what President Trump said, no matter what comes out, no matter how many times the fraudulent charges are disproven. How do we know that? Because this guy was primarily known as a supporter of QAnon. Now, honest to God, I have been trying, and Jeremy can verify this. I would love to someone, if QAnon had some official spokesperson or someone who actually believed in it. Really? Do people really believe that Bill Gates and Hillary Clinton and George Soros and Dr. Fauci are involved with a group of Satanists who drink children's blood to give them everlasting youth and traffic in children from the basement of a pizza parlor in Washington, which, by the way, has no basement? Oh, they just filled it up to hide. I mean, honestly, it's not funny. None of this is funny. We were reading before the obituaries of some of the people who died in the Capitol riot. But there's something, okay, breaking news. Jacob Chansley, a.k.a. Jake Angeli, or QAnon Shaman, will get the organic food he has demanded, in line with his strict Shaman diet, while he is in federal custody. We will abide by the judge's order, U.S. Marshal David Gonzalez said. There it is. Quite a system. I wonder if he is actually going to go to prison for years and years, as they indicated, whether he will also have the ability to have his organic food at that time. Look, there's more to talk about. We're going to be speaking with Heather McDonald, author of The War on Cops. Where are cops in all of this, in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with